والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب، صدق الله العلي العظيم. As we were discussing previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions whoever honors and respects and shows great respect to the sha'air, the tenets of Islam, the tenets of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that is the sign that he has got taqwa, he has got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, he has got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explain that the few signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat which Allah Ta'ala has put in this world, one is the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. And as long as we respect and honor the masajid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us honor and respect. But when we don't show and we become unmindful and negligent with regard to the respects of the masjid, then we see that Allah Ta'ala deprives us of this. And today, unfortunately, today our hearts bleed, Haramain Sharifain, because outwardly it seems like it's a virus that is stopping us from going. But it's not actually a virus, it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to how we show our, how much we are eager to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how much Allah ta'ala opens the way for us. And how much we are disinterested and we don't want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blocks the way from us. And when we realize that now we are deprived, then the easy way out is not to complain, but rather to become humble and to start making istighfar, tawbah, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, please forgive us. We haven't realized the honor of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is why we are deprived of that. So a person should realize and understand the great honor, the respects of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest house, the Kaaba Sharif, and then the place where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, Madina Sharif. That masjid becomes so honorable, so great because of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, myself today, I should ponder and think and see the condition of the ummah, that how we have made our masjids just like a place of entertainment. Sadly, that in the Haramain Sharifain, that if we had to see that in the recent past, people go there, now it is full with chairs also. We sit and we have after Salah, it's like people are having picnics, people are taking snaps, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, if this is the regard you're going to show to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you don't deserve to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, forgive me, I should not think it's the next person, I should think it's myself, that I did not show respect to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and any house of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that how did we enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we enter with the proper etiquette? And like a person goes to a house of any person, you don't just go to visit the house, you're going to visit that person. So when you go to the masjid, this is the house of Allah. So we're coming to visit Allah. So we must think that did we find Allah ta'ala here? If we build a connection with Allah, then we will feel that when we are entering the masjid, this is the house of Allah. And when I go to a house of an ordinary, any person, I should show respect. And the more honorable the person is, I should show more respect. So the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much more respect we should show. But unfortunately, myself, I've been so negligent that we don't realize, we just come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way whatsoever. We don't even realize that how are we dressed, etc. Whereas Allah ta'ala says, khuzu zinatakum, that you should beautify yourself when you go to the masjid. And beauty, not according to what we think what is beautiful. We have to beautify ourselves according to the person we are going to. If you are going to a great person, he's given you an invitation, then we all want to know what is the dress code, how must I dress for this occasion. Then they gave me an invitation, how should I dress? So similarly, how should I dress when I'm going to the house of Allah? Allah is giving us a special invitation, and not only one or two times in a week, five times a day. This is a very, very great honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.